Yorkton. It took three appearances before Yorkton Council, but the city will finally move ahead to grant discretionary use permit to expand a business on York Road, following a decision at Monday's meeting of council. The application was first presented to council at the January 9th council meeting, and the required public hearing was held at the January 30th council meeting, explained Carlene Korolik, planner, with the city. She added being that the Planning and Infrastructure Commission was unable to review the application prior to the January 30th meeting, council deferred the application to this week's council meeting pending the commission's review and recommendation. The subject property is zoned MI1 light industrial and is located on York Road West, along one of the main entrances to the city, and auto wrecking, junkyard uses are listed as discretionary uses in this zone. The required public hearing was held at the January 30th council meeting, where one written submission opposing the development was presented. Korolik noted, the application was reviewed by the Planning and Infrastructure Commission at the February 1st meeting, where the commission discussed at length provincial, federal requirements for scrap yards, environmental and visual impacts of the proposed use, fencing alternatives and maintenance. While the commission was not unanimous in its decisions, the following recommendations were carried: that the business provides proof of compliance with required provincial and/or federal permits and/or licensing. Carried unanimously. The commission is supportive of increasing the fence height up to 20 feet, and further that the visual design be to the satisfaction of the City of Yorkton. Carried with 5 in favor and 2 against. Following up on the commission's concerns, administration requested that the applicant provide responses, said Korolik. Subsequently, the applicant advised that the company has implemented a safety program which follows the requirements of the Workplace Hazardous Materials Information System, WHMIS, and the Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, GHS. The program includes a safety manual and policies regarding staff training to ensure that staff are able to identify and safely handle and dispose of any controlled products in the event of fluid leaks associated with vehicles being processed on site. A Phase 1 environmental assessment of the site was completed prior to the property purchase, and no areas of concern were identified. Asterisk: the business has obtained federal clearance for controlled goods, which is not required, but allows them to recycle sensitive items such as military vehicles and tanks. Certification for this program requires a high degree of integrity on the part of the business operators and compliance with federal regulations. Asterisk: there have been recent changes to the Pawn Property Act, 2020, to enhance the ability of police to respond to scrap metal theft and crimes associated with auto theft. Recent legislation amendments require scrap metal dealers to obtain and record identification and transaction information from their clients, which can then be transmitted to police services in the same manner as with pawn transactions. It also prohibits scrap metal transactions for individuals under 18 and restricts cash transactions. These measures act as a deterrent by removing the ability to quickly make money by anonymously selling stolen metal, and are strictly adhered to by the business. With the support of the Commission, Council approved the application.